Hello and welcome to the GC Youth Ministry Podcast. This workshop was presented at the 2018 Global Youth Leaders Congress in Kassel, Germany. For other resources like this, visit us online at youth.adventist.org.
Hi, this is Pastor Doug Van and I want this city. I am so glad that you could join us today for five ways to fund your 1 year in mission and Hi, this is Pastor Doug Van, and I want this city. Today, our workshop will be five ways to fund your Mission to the Cities initiative and 1 year in mission. And we're going to be looking at how Jesus funded his city work, how the Adventist pioneers funded their city work, what are some of the resources that we have from the Spirit of Prophecy, how can we find some local funding, as well as then how the global mission works and to help start new groups of believers and disciples by using Life Hope Centers or Urban Centers of Influence. And we'll be also looking at some resources and we'll have a question and answer time. But before we get started, let's bow our heads and pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for this day, this chance to be together, and thank you for each one who are being a part of this seminar. We just ask that Christ will be uplifted and that through this, that your name will be expanded and known in other places, other unreached parts of the cities of around the world through those who are benefiting through this. So may Christ be seen and may I be hidden in him this afternoon. In Christ's name we ask this, amen. Well, I'm Pastor Doug Van, and you can follow me there on social media. And I serve as the director for the Global Mission Urban Center, and I'm based at the General Conference. And part of my duties are to help make disciples by starting new groups of believers through a various different means. And that is, we're going to be looking at some of those today and looking how to fund those. So I wanted to start off with a question. Why are we interested in urban mission? Why are we interested in working the cities? And that you can answer that in several ways. Maybe you have a calling from God to go and work among the unreached people groups of the cities. Or maybe that's where you work. That's where your youth group is. That's where you're going to public university in one of the large cities. Whatever the reason is, I'm going to ask that you to look at the city and your position as a way for mission. And when I mean that, it's a way to say, how can God use you to then advance the kingdom of grace in a way that will actually expand the kingdom and also help us to make new groups of believers through the Life Hope Center initiative and these urban centers of influence. We see here in the Ministry of Healing a powerful quote, and this is the engine for us at the Office of Adventist Mission and Global Mission. There's a handout that we'll be referring to that outlines what are the role of the Office of Adventist Mission and how does Global Mission actually help with starting new groups of believers. We find here in Ministry of Healing, page 143, we see that it's Christ's method alone will bring true success in reaching the people. The Savior mingled with men as one who desired their good. He showed them his sympathy for them. He ministered to their needs and won their confidence. Then he bade them follow me. The poor are to be relieved, the sick cared for, the sorrowing and bereaved comforted, the ignorant instructed, and the inexperienced counseled.